Hello everyone and welcome to another video here on the Cycling Dane Extra channel. Today we're not really doing a recap, we're doing more of a sprint analysis because there was a bit of a crazy sprint here on stage 5 of the Giro d'Italia. We saw Remco Evenepoel being brought down by a dog early on in the stage and then being brought down in a second crash as well. There was actually two crashes going on into the stage and then we came to the final one. And as always, I'm joined by Mr. Guru himself, Ewan Wilson. And Ewan, that final crash into the finish line with Mark Cavendish, what exactly happened there?
Well, it was a chaotic day at the Giro d'Italia, to say the least. Many crashes happening, crashes in the final 10 kilometers. It was a wet, rainy day. And there was hectic action in the final 100 meters of racing. At the front of the race, we have our top four sprinters in Payson, Milan, Groves, and Dainese, all fighting to get those top four positions. In fifth place on the road at that point, Mark Cavendish, the British champion. You can spot him in the red, white, and blue striped jersey. He's weaving around, not really following anybody's sprinting line. At one point, well, he's hovering in and out, and he hovers a little bit too close to Pippo Fiorelli of Green Project Bardiani. He pings into the barriers. Cavendish then loses it. Cavendish comes down in a crash. He slides across the line to finish in fifth place, whilst carnage ensues behind. Pippo Fiorelli holds onto his bike, but some of the other competitors also end up sliding across the line after the finish, including Andrea Vendrame, Mirko Maestri, among others. I believe David Dekker came down as well. What didn't look so great is that Vendrame had medical attention straight away. He pinged into the barriers, which after the line are unprotected. They don't have the same sort of strength as the barriers before the finishing line. He was put in a stretcher within minutes of that finish, so we hope he's okay. We don't suspect he'll be continuing this Giro, but we await a full medical update from him. But Cavendish really swinging around. If this were a track race, he'd get disqualified. Do these rules apply to the road? Because it doesn't really look like he's doing a safe sprint here.
Yeah, I mean, it was so confusing that he was kind of swung out and then swung back in and then just it's just such an unnecessary crash, you would say. And there was talks about Omi Opi as well. No, not Opi Opi, that's a different one obviously, but that was more with the dog. But in terms of Dylan Groenewegen and Fabio Jakobsen, it's not the same here. You were saying as well on stream that the road furniture wasn't a factor at all here. So it really is just down to Mark Cavendish in this sprint.
Yeah, you would say it's between Cavendish and Dainese there, really, if you want to bear responsibility to one rider. I think Dainese sprints fine. He does have the sort of ragged sprinting style where Cavendish is weaving in and out, not really choosing a sprinting line. He follows the wheel of Jonathan Milan of Bahrain. He pops out, has a sort of 1 meter gap between him and Milan for a while, then sort of sits up for a while, hovers about waiting to find a wheel because he's eating wind. And at that point, he tries to ride back in too close whilst Dainese is opening up to try to go into the gap that was left open that Cavendish was weaving in and out of. So I think it's Cavendish's fault, to be honest. He might watch this and think we're being too harsh, and all the Cavendish fans will be writing in the description. But this just, it's an unfortunate scenario. But I think if anybody has to bear responsibility, it's Cavendish. And yeah, there are plenty of riders who came down and they won't be happy about this.
Do you not think when Dainese changes, when he's trying to get onto Milan's wheel, that he in fact changes line, and that's what catches Mark Cavendish out? And in that movement Dainese does to cross over and try to get past Milan, that's where he catches the front wheel of Cavendish, and then that sends him into Fiorelli, and that sends, well, they crash in shoes.
But there was an open door there for a second.
Yeah.
Dainese goes into it, but because there was an opening, Cavendish was sliding down, and Cavendish moves in to get the wheel of Milan again, because when Dainese opens up, Cavendish is wide of Milan. So, I do understand thinking, yeah, it might be Dainese's fault. He's quite a sort of, how do you call it, kinetic sprinter. A lot of movement on the bike, but I think it's just that period where Cavendish goes in and out and weaves about. That sort of causes confusion, and Pippo Fiorelli comes down. Cavendish eventually pings off Fiorelli and then causes that big crash, which brought down Mirko Maestri, Vendrame, David Dekker. Yeah, it's not looking great at the moment.
I mean, we have seen Mark Cavendish getting disqualified for things before, getting involved in sprints and grand tours. And I don't know, he should have known better in some sense. Especially because he looks around and then you think, okay, he's just going to slow down.
Yeah, exactly. And you think he's like looking around. He's far more experienced than these other guys. And it's almost like, I know maybe it's because he's older than everybody else, but he's been caught up in a lot of these sort of before this finishing line sprinting incidents before. That Roberto Ferrari crash back at the 2012 Giro when Cavendish was there. That was more Ferrari's fault than looking back at the Tour de France 2017 and Vettel, when Cavendish and Sagan had their incident, and Cavendish at Harrogate in the 2014 Tour de France when he came down on stage one. He seems to be involved in more of these final 100-meter sprint incidents than other riders. Maybe it's because he's the oldest and he's had the most opportunities to be in these kind of incidents as well, but it seems to be happening an awful lot.
I just don't understand, after he swings out and looks to the right, then he swings back almost as if it's like he didn't see Danese at all and thought he would just slot in there. And then, because he doesn't even, he kind of, I thought it looks like he's going to go on Milan's wheel, but he goes further than Milan's wheel. So he doesn't even stick on Milan's wheel. So I'm just so perplexed about that movement.
Oh, it's just this like floating movement. Well, like Danese, we can see where he was going. He was going in that sort of, he's going to fill that gap. He had a sort of a clear line of direction. It might have messed up with other people's sprinting lines, but at the point where he sort of commits to it, there would be no one else, but Cavendish sort of weaves in and out. And yeah, like if this were a track sprint, when you open up your sprint, you're not allowed to go sort of beyond sort of a line. If you go too wide, then you have to stick to that line all the way to the end. Those are sort of sprinting rules on the track, where here Cavendish kind of ignores that, and then he goes super wide. Then he was like, nah, you know what, I don't want to go wide, I don't want to go back into people's wheels again. And that's where I think the chaos and the confusion sparks behind him.
Yeah, it's a great shame for all the riders as well, and I think they were all a bit nervy as well because of that first crash that happened. But yeah, not taking anything away from Caden Groves, great victory for him. He'll be happy about that. Probably one of the only people who's happy about today's stage.
Yeah, Alpecin de Koenig, they've never left a Grand Tour without a stage win, and that streak continues. It's a really impressive streak, to be fair. And yeah, I mean, they can be super, super happy with this one. It's been a long time coming. He's got a really strong sprint train, even though they lost Ramon Sinkeldam overnight, who's probably their best lead-up man as well. They still can fight for this one, and I think he's right up there in the Male Ciclamino. He was fighting up there on the hilly stage won by Matthews the other day. That proved that Caden Groves is a real contender for this Ciclamino jersey. So yeah, it would be interesting to see. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people were sort of questioning him. If does he have the top speed acceleration that these other guys do? Will he just be second or third place throughout this race? But I think he's proved that he's up there.
So anyways, that's it for our very unusual race recap analysis of the Giro d'Italia 2023. Pino also keeping hold of the blue jersey as well. But yeah, until then, thank you for watching. Subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, and of course, as always, have a nice day.